February, the second month of the year in the Gregorian calendar, brings not only the shortest month, but for lovers everywhere, Valentine's Day. On this and other themes, our poets, including William Wordsworth, Thomas Chatterton, and Anne Bronte, have much to say. Among our readers are Richard Midgley and Gisela Rowe.
Lines on Observing a Blossom on the 1st of February, 1796, by Samuel Taylor Coleridge. Sweet flower, that peeping from thy russet stem unfoldest timidly, for in strange sort this dark, frieze-coated, hoarse-teeth-chattering month hath borrowed Zephyr's voice and gazed upon thee with blue, voluptuous eye. Alas, poor flower! These are but flatteries of the faithless year. Perchance, escaped its unknown polar cave, e'en now the keen northeast is on its way. Flower that must perish, shall I liken thee to some sweet girl of too rapid growth, nipped by consumption mid untimely charms? Or to Bristowa's bard, the wondrous boy, as amaranth which earth scarce seemed to own, till disappointment come and pelting wrong beat it to earth? Or, with indignant grief, shall I compare thee to poor Poland's hope, bright flower of hope killed in the opening bud? Farewell, sweet blossom, better fate be thine, and mock my boding. Dim similitudes weaving in moral strains, I've stolen 1 hour from anxious self, life's cruel taskmaster. And the warm wooings of this sunny day tremble along my frame, and harmonize the attempered organ, that even saddest thoughts mixed with some sweet sensations, like harsh tunes, play deftly on a soft-toned instrument. On the death of Mrs. Burnight, who died February the 2nd, 1878, by David John Scott. Thou, my friend, in dust art sleeping, close thine eyes to all below. Round thy grave kind friends are weeping, lingering, loath to let thee go. Husband fond and children dear, crushed and stricken by the blow, banish every anxious fear while we lay the loved one low. For the angel's trump shall sound, and the bands of death will break. Then the prisoner in this mound shall to endless life awake. Then the spirit which is gone will return and claim this dust, and this mortal will put on immortality, we trust. When that glorious day shall dawn, and the bridegroom shall descend with a gorgeous angel throng, the glad nuptials to attend, oh, the rapture of that meeting! We of earth can never know till we mingle in the greeting of our loved lost long ago. Let me, like the righteous, die. Let my last end be like his. When I close on earth my eye, let me wake in realms of bliss. February the 3rd, 1830, by Henry Alford. The morning arose, she was pillowed on snows, and kerchiefed in wind and storm, and she dallied with night till Hyperion's light had struggled abroad through her form. The noon came forth on the breeze of the north, all silent and bleak and chill, and he watched the streak of the spring's young cheek as she peeped o'er the western hill. Then evening's eye looked out from the sky on the mirror of ocean's wave, like an island of light whose margin bright heaven's ripples of emerald lave.
February Morning by Robert Lawrence Binion. Peacefully fresh, O February morn, thy winds come to me. Quiet the light slants through silver-bosomed clouds that slowly born across the wide heath endlessly advance. Now 'tis that pause before the leaping spring, when over all things waiting comes a hush, and shyly listen the one vocal thing, over his dewy notes lingers the thrush. Now life with all her hindering riddles seems simple as its green budding to the tree. A while the fates forbear, and to my dreams, sheltered a while from truth, relinquish me. In haven and at anchor rides my heart, and broods upon its swelling joys apart.
Afternoon in February by Henry Wadsworth Longfellow. The day is ending, the night is descending, the marsh is frozen, the river dead. Through clouds like ashes the red sun flashes on village windows that glimmer red. The snow recommences, the buried fences mark no longer the road or the plain, while through the meadows, like fearful shadows, slowly passes a funeral train. The bell is pealing, and every feeling within me responds to the dismal knell. Shadows are trailing, my heart is bewailing, and tolling within like a funeral bell.
It is Winter by Daniel Sheehan. It is winter all around and in my heart, the frozen landscape and the frozen forest of my thoughts. Across the coated, blinded landscape rolls and drifts and further falls, each tiny geometrical flake of perfection. But inside of me the chill is deeper, the cold torrent of waste and loss emasculates each and every part. Is this winter the temperature of love?
How like a winter have my absence been. Sonnet 97 by William Shakespeare. How like a winter have my absence been from thee, the pleasure of the fleeting year. What freezings have I felt, what dark days seen, what old December's bareness everywhere. And yet this time removed was summer's time, the teeming autumn, big with rich increase, bearing the wanton burden of the prime, like widowed wombs after their lord's decease. Yet this abundant issue seemed to me but hope of orphans and unfathered fruit. For summer and its pleasures wait on thee, and thou away, the very birds are mute, or if they sing, 'tis with so dull a cheer that leaves look pale, dreading the winter's near.